The Moose Jaw Miller Express will aim for a better result after absorbing a tough loss in Game 1 of the Western Canadian Baseball League Championship Final. The Okotoks Dogs scored a pair of runs in the first inning and rode a brilliant start from Ryan McFarland to a 12-3 victory in Okotoks to open the best of three series. Micah McDowell got things going quickly for the Dogs, hitting a two-run home run in the bottom of the first as part of a 3-for-4 night at the plate that including a pair of runs and three RBI. Moose Jaw starter Ethan Merck was solid from there, though, allowing three runs on six hits over four innings of work, racking up three strikeouts in the process. Thing is, McFarland was even better. The Dogs starter would end up holding the Miller Express to only two hits over 7 2/3 innings of work, striking out five and walking a pair. Luke Lachance singled and got into scoring position on a Michael Speck walk with one out in the third, but McFarland would get Zach Campbell to hit into a double play to end the threat. Moose Jaw wouldn't get another base runner until the fifth, a two-out Dawson Tweet single, after which Okotoks tacked on three runs in the bottom of the frame and another four in the sixth to lead 10-0. Nathan Varjassy came on in relief of Merck in the fifth and couldn't get an out, allowing three runs on three hits before Tristan Seitz took over and surrendered four runs, two of those earned, on two hits while picking up a strikeout over the next two innings. Cam O'Reilly finished things off for his hometown team, allowing two runs on five hits in two innings of work and striking out a pair. The Express salvaged a bit of pride in the ninth, as Grayson Barrett, Cam Grant and Brian Reyes all scored runs with two outs, but they'd get no closer. Now, the real fun begins. The Moose Jaw Miller Express will host the Okotoks Dogs in the first championship final game at Ross Wells Park since 2002, when the Express shared the Western Major Baseball League title with the Melville Millionaires. Game time is 7 p.m., with gates opening at 5:30 p.m. A large crowd is expected, so be sure to get to park the early to get your seat.